上啊，要采选真正的经文。
And so we had shared about how to select a biblical passage and to be accurate and correct.
哦，那提到说这个约翰福音第三章那边谈到说有些这个版本哈。没有那个降生在地仍旧在天的那一节经文
哦。And I had cited the example in John chapter 3 saying when the Lord Jesus said the Son of Man had came from heaven and still in heaven, but not all versions have the part where he says is still in heaven.
哦，那小弟谈到说这个原文找不到了哦。
Actually, in fact, in the original text, that phrase does not exist.
哦，那刚刚这个曾弟兄哦。跟小弟分享说原文也有不同的抄本哦。
But then, Brother Sings shared with me afterwards that even in the original text, there are different copies and versions.
哦，所以应该不是原文没有是有些原文的抄本没有。
So to be more accurate, we would have to say that. Not that the original that phrase does not exist in the original text, but the phrase does not exist in some versions of the original text.
因为我们知道这个原文的抄本有很多种
Because there are different copies of the original scriptures.
所以是有些原文的抄本有些原文抄本没有
So some copies does have the verse where Jesus said he is still in heaven, but some do not.
哦，不是原文没有呢。如果原文没有，中文怎么会有？这就很奇怪了。
Because if that phrase never existed in the original text, then it wouldn't exist in some of these modern translations.
好，那上一堂小弟跟大家分享，有关这个这个以经解经啊。
So we had just studied how to interpret a Bible verse with other Bible verses.
哦，我们谈到说。要注意这个上下文的关系哦。
So, and we have to put the verse in context, what's before and after.
以免这个解释错误。
So that we would not misinterpret the verse.
那在这个领会这个解经上我们经常会看到还会犯一种比较争议性的这个错误也好，争议也好。
There's a common problem that we might see when we interpret the Bible that could lead to controversy.
就是所谓的灵异解经。
To interpret the spiritual meaning of a verse.
那到底是灵异解经还是诗意解经
？The question is, are we interpreting a verse, the spiritual meaning of a verse, or our personal interpretation of the verse?
是圣经的看法。还是你个人的见解
Are we explaining a verse according to the Bible or according to our understanding or opinion?
我们举个例子
An example.
路加福音的第十章那个好撒玛利亚人的比喻
And in Luke chapter 10, it's the parable of the Good Samaritan.
路加福音十章的二十五节到三十七节
Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37.
那我们知道耶稣讲这个好撒玛利亚的好撒玛利亚人的比喻起因是一个律法师来试探他。
And Jesus told this parable in response to a testing by the teacher of the law.
问要怎么样才能够承受永生。
The teacher of the law wanted to test Jesus and ask, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣没有直接的回答反问他说你所学你所念的是什么。
And Jesus did not answer him directly. Instead, he asked, and it is written in the law, how do you read it?
他就自问自答他说要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And this teacher already thought he knew the answer. I love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, and all your mind.
主耶稣就回答说你这样做你就能够进永生得永生。
And Jesus replied, then you know, you have answered correctly. So do this and you will live.
那个律法师想要显明自己有理于是就提出第二个问题。
But the teacher of the law wanted to justify himself, so he asked a follow-up question.
那谁是我的邻舍
Who's my neighbor?
让我去实践 这个律法的要求。
Then please answer my question so that I can fulfill the law.
哦，所以耶稣才讲这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And so it is in response to this question that Jesus told the parable of the good Samaritan.
哦，所以这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻哈，我们可以知道他的中心思想就是要回答这个律法师。
And so Jesus Christ told the story to answer the question, who is my neighbor?
好，但是我们也都听过哈，有这个领会的人员这样解释这一个比喻啊。
But you have may have heard certain interpretation of this parable in the church sermon.
说这个撒玛利亚人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥哈，所谓的下耶利哥代表人哦灵性的。对落,
and in the story, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and some interpret this as a downfall in their spirituality.
哦，其实圣经上字面上的描写还是地理位置的关系的。耶利哥是山，哦，耶利哥在平地，哦，耶路撒冷在山上，所以从山上到平地当然是下耶利哥了。
But if you read this literally, of course Jesus would say a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho because Jerusalem was high on a hill and Jericho was at sea level.
哦，但这个领会的人哦，把他说是下耶利哥代表灵性堕落了。
But some of sermon speakers would interpret this as Jesus saying that a man is falling behind or falling down in his faith.
那强盗哦代表魔鬼。
And so and they, therefore they interpret the robbers as the devil.
哦，灵性堕落啊，当然就落到魔鬼的手里了。
Since you are falling in your spirit, then of course then the devil will get you.
哦，魔鬼把他剥去衣裳，打个半死，丢下他走了哦。这强盗了哈。
And so the robber or the devil will strip you of your clothes and beat you and go away.
哦，然后我们就解释说啊，这个魔鬼哈，这个衣裳代表人的什么？衣裳代表人的尊严呐哈。
And further, then they would furthermore interpret your clothing as your honor or respect.
哦，主耶稣哦，离开天上的宝座哈，这个脱下的外袍哦，洗门徒的脚哦。所以就用那一个经文来对呼应这边哈。
And as if they would cite the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ took off his robe to show his humility coming down from heaven.
哦，浪子回头的比喻哈，那个爸爸说啊，赶快把上好的哈这个袍子拿来给他穿上哦，代表恢复他的尊严。
Or to cite the parable of the prodigal son when the father put on a robe on.The prodigal son to restore his honor.
哦，灵性坠落的人，哦，落在魔鬼手里，哈，就是失去人的尊严了。
So the speaker would interpret this parable as if you fall in your spirit, then you will lose your honor.
哦，打个半死，哈，哈，魔鬼，哈，会让人，哦。会这个让人犯罪哈，那在罪中里头的人哈，三分像人，七分像鬼哈，像这样痛苦啊。
And so, the robbers beat him and left him half dead. And so, therefore, it means that the one who fall away, who have sinned, and they are dead in sin.
哦，我们也听过这样的解释哦。
You may have heard such an interpretation of the passage.
哦，那后来哈，那个好，那个来了两个人哦。祭司啦，这利未人都不管他，这个撒玛利亚人来了。
And so the priest and the Levite ignored this man who was half dead, and then came the Samaritan.
哦，用油跟酒啊包裹哈、哦、他的伤哈、哦。
And he bandaged him and poured oil on his wounds.
哦，油啊，哦，油是什么？啊，油就是圣灵啦、哦。
So of course the oil represents the Holy Spirit.
哦，那酒呢？
What about the wine?
哦，这个圣经上说哈、哦，酒人让人快乐哈、哦，所以酒代表喜乐啦、哦。
And there's a verse that says that wine will give you joy. So therefore this must represent joy.
哦，所以你看哦，这个啊人呐、啊，这个撒玛利亚人哈、哦，哎，这个代表耶稣啦，因为骑着驴子嘛，啊，驴驹啊，这个骑驴驹都是耶稣的啊、哦。
And so this Samaritan riding on a donkey must represent the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，那这个耶稣哦，给我们这个圣灵哦，给我们喜乐。
So Jesus Christ gives us the Holy Spirit and joy.
哦，带到旅店哦，啊，旅店代表教会啦。
And so he put him in an inn, and so the church inn must represent the church.
好，第二天拿出两钱银子，哦，这个两钱银子代表新旧两约了。
And the next day he took two silver coins, and two silver coins must be the Old and the New Testament.
哦，哎，或许我们听过这样的解释哦。
Maybe you have heard a similar sermon.
我想说，如果哈耶稣当时哈啊，是不是有这样的意思，我们不晓得了。
I can't tell for sure if this was the intent of the parable when Jesus Christ told the story.
哦，我想哦，那个律法师啊，他绝对不会这样子的来理解耶稣告诉他的这个比喻的。
But I'm pretty sure this teacher of the law who was there did not interpret this parable this way.
哦。所以我们所谓的灵异解经真的也要很小心。
And so we must be careful in trying to extract spiritual meaning when we interpret a Bible verse.
会不会我们引申过度了？
Are we trying to, will we be extracting too much out of what is said?
完全忽略了当时空背景，当时之下的那个时空背景的中心思想。
And instead, and in fact, we miss thepoint of the story at and its time, proper time and place.
好，那这个是小弟特别提出来跟我们提醒的。
That's why I shared this example with you as a reminder.
好，那接下来我们来谈第三个。
So now the third point.
我们要考虑文学类型的这个经文的解释。
When we interpret a Bible verse, we must consider its literary form.
因为这个文学类型的文学类型还有这个题材会决定圣经当中叙述的含义。
Because its genre would determine how it's expressed and the meaning within it.
诗歌书啦，律法书啦，书信啦，预言啦，解释的方法都有分别的。
There are different ways you can interpret a Bible verse based on whether it'sA poem, or psalms, or a letter of the law, or letters.
哦，比如说哈，一些象征题材的经文解释。
First, there are symbolisms in the Bible.
哦，就不能够用字面上的意思来解释。
And then we cannot interpret those verses literally.
哦，比如说以弗所书四章二十六节说啊，不可含怒到日落。
For example, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 says, Do not let the sun go, but not be angry until when the sun goes down.
哦，那我如果晚上生气怎么办？
So what if you became angry at night?
哦，那个不可含恨到日落，哦，意思就是说不要长久怀怒的意思啦。
The meaning is that do not hold a grudge or do not be angry for a long time.
哦，重点不是那个太阳了。
The point is not when it's sunset.
哦，如果阴天看不到太阳，那算不算？
Then is it okay to be angry when it's cloudy?
晚上生气，那要怎么办？
Then what would you do if you were angry in the evening?
哦，那就好像说这个彼得在马太福音十八章问耶稣说饶恕人到七次可不可以？耶稣说，不是七次，是七十个七次。
And in Matthew chapter 18, verse 22, Peter asked Jesus, Is it enough to forgive someone seven times? And Jesus Christ replied, Not only seven, but 70 times seven.
那如果我们用字面去了解，那七十个七次，七七四十九，四百九十次，那四百九十一我就跟你拼命了。
So if you interpret that literally, you could keep count of 490 times, and if you sin against me for the 491st time, then that's the end of that.
所以那个就不能用字面上的意思去了解了。
These are verses we cannot interpret literally.
有再来就是这个比喻题材的经文的解释。
And there are also there are also subjects that are interpreted symbolically.
我们要知道它的中心思想。
We must find the central theme.
像刚刚小弟举的那个好撒玛利亚人的那个比喻的解释。
We can use that same example of the parable of the Good Samaritan.
把那个中心思想不讲反而把什么两钱银子新旧两约啦。 这个酒就是什么喜乐啦，油就是圣灵。我看当时耶稣应该没有那种意思，是我们自己编造的。
And as the interpretation that I gave you completely lost the main theme of the story of the Good Samaritan, instead talking about the two coins being the Old and New Testament, which has nothing to do with the point of the story.
那还有在解释诗歌题材的经文。
And how do we interpret a poem or psalm?
这个我们也不能照字面的。
And also, we should not be literal.
在这个诗篇也好
In the book of psalms.
经常有说神的右手，神的眼目。难道神有眼睛？难道神有左手右手？
Often talks about the right hand of God or the eyes of God. Does that mean that God literally has hands and eyes?
就不能按照字义去解释。
We do not interpret poetry literally.
像大卫说他哭泣哭到这个床铺都浮起来了。
The King David wrote a psalm saying that he wept so much that his tears caused his mattress to float.
不要说哭泣，尿床也不可能了。
Not even, there's no way that could happen.
那个是一种形容啊。
Right, he's using descriptive phrasing.
就好像我们中国人说白发三千丈。哪有可能这个头发三千丈那么长
And there's a Chinese saying that the gray hair is 3,000 foot long. And that's not taken literally.
春风吻上我的脸，春风会吻人的脸吗？
Or that the wind can kiss your cheek, and that's not a literal expression.
那个都是诗歌题材拟人化的
Those are phrases or personification of different subjects.
都不能够照字面去解释的。
And they're not meant to be taken literally.
不然就会笑话了。
Otherwise, your sermon would end up being a joke unintentionally.
所以有时候我们说原文怎么说，原文怎么说，原文也不一定能够把完全的事情都讲出来。
And often we try to interpret a verse by going to the original text, but even the original text might lead to misinterpretation.
指着和尚骂秃驴，中国有这一句成语的就是指着 A 骂 B 的，这个意思就是这样指桑骂槐，指和尚骂秃驴就是我要骂你但是我是指着他但是我是要骂你我指着是在骂他那如果不晓得这一句话这一句成语它的真正的来源还有它的意思。
There are different sayings that are meant to not meant to be taken literally. And if you don't know the background of the sayings,
你再在原文再研究研究那个和尚，研究那个驴子，你再怎么研究也不知道那句话在讲什么。
And no matter how much you study the text, you still would not understand it.
所以这个有时候我们强调这个字义强调原文也会有它的盲点。
So while it is important to find out the original text and their meaning, but that does not give us the full interpretation.
总之这个圣经不同题材的有不同解释的一个原则。
So different literary genres in the Bible require different ways of interpretation.
那再来第四个
Fourth.
我考虑到时代背景的经文的解释。
We must consider the historical background of the biblical passage.
要了解那个圣经的作者那个被启示的人他的这个时空背景的立场。
We have to first know the social background of the author who was inspired by God, but we have to know when and where the words were written.
以及啊被启示的人就当时那个时代的门徒也好选民也好他们的理解。
And also, what would be the understanding of those who read the word at that time, whether it was the disciples or the chosen people?
这个是我们在解释在解释这个时代背景的经文。
So, we have to consider the historical background of the passage.
比如说这个经文这个信息是 对谁说的？
What was that passage written for?
如果是对犹太人说
If this was written for the Jews,
那 就跟外邦人没有关系啦。
Then it's that, that passage is not directly related to the Gentiles.
哦，如果是对外邦人说的。
And if it was written for the Gentiles.
那就对选民没有关系。
And it's not relevant to the chosen people.
哦，那如果是对教会说的。
It was written for the church.
哦，那有可能对这个犹太人哦。跟对这个外邦人哦没有关系。
Perhaps then it is not related to anyone who is a Jew or a Gentile.
哦，所以对什么人说哈、哦？这个我们要了解。
We have to first understand the target audience.
哦，那第二个哈、哦，就是在什么情况下说的
？And next,、under what circumstance was that passage written?
哦，就是了解这个被启示的人跟。哦、读这个启示的人、哦、他们的社会背景
What is the social context of the author and the audience?、
哦啊、就像这个哥林多前书的十一章 谈到这个女人蒙头的事情
An example is 1 Corinthians chapter 11 where it talks about a woman covering their head、
哦、因为当时、啊、蒙头是良家妇女、哦、的一个记号
Because in those days、it was social custom for a proper woman to cover her head.
哦，那今天就不需要了。
And there is no such need today.
哦，因为我们没有这样的风俗、啊。
Because that is not our social custom today.
哦，但有些教会哦不晓得哦。
But there are some churches who do not understand the truth.、
哦、小弟啊，曾经在、啊、这个天主教遇到、啊、中国大陆、啊、北方的、啊、这个武汉那边来的一个女执事、
啊、I met a deaconess from northern China from a church.
哦，她哦，他们哦，这个一进到会堂啊，就戴着一个帽子好。我还以为他是回教徒，后来说不是哦。
And I mistakenly thought she was Muslim when she stepped in because she put on a head covering when she stepped into the chapel.
因为又不太像回教徒，戴帽子比较高一点。我原本以为是他是库克哦，看起来也不是哈。
And so
帽子很怪。
I wasn't sure why she was wearing a hat in the church.
哦。那后来才知道她是蒙头了。
But then later I found out that she was covering her head.
哦，我就跟他解释啊，那是犹太人，当然啊，保罗那个时代哈、啊，他们的风俗我们不需要。
And so I explained to her that this was a Jewish custom in the days of Paul, and we no longer need to practice that.
哦，他就翻圣经给我看哦，嘿。这个圣经上有写，我们就不可以不要。
But she turned to the Bible and said, "This is what the Bible says, so we cannot get rid of it."
哦，那可见就是不了解当那个时空背景。
But then you have that interpretation if you do not have the proper understanding of the historical circumstances.、
哦、那并不是说所有时空背景之下的我们现在就不用遵守。哦、
of course, it doesn't mean that just because it is written in another time or space, then we no longer need to follow what is said.
哎，说你为什么现在守安息日、啊、
？Why do we still observe the Sabbath day?
哦，那个是旧约的东西、啊。
Some people claim that this is written in the Old Testament.
哦，所以我们也要了解哈、哦。
We must have the correct understanding、哦、and interpretation.
什么是在时空以下要遵守？什么是超越时空的限制
？Which passages is limited in its circumstance? And which surpasses time and space.
哦，这个是在这个解释经文上哦，我们要注意的几个原则。
So these are several principles we must pay attention to when we interpret a biblical passage.、
哦、那这样，我们在这个准备讲章哈、哦，或者带领查经上。
Then whether we are preparing for a sermon or leading a Bible study,、
哦、我们才不会错解经文。
We will not misinterpret the biblical passages.
哦，也能够帮助我们在啊从圣经来选择讲道材料的同时啊，啊不会犯错。
And then when we will not pick the wrong things to say or pick the wrong materials when we interpret the Bible.
哦，那我们除了可以从圣经来选择我们讲到的材料。
So in addition to the to start from the Bible to extract our sermon material.
好、哦，我们第二个就是可以从我们生活当中来哦来采选哦。
We can also start from our daily living.
哦，找出我们讲到的材料。
To find topics we can talk about in our sermon.
哦，我们刚我们啊一开始就谈到说，哦，一个领会一个讲道的人哈、哦，必须要跟神有哦一个正常的关系。
We said in the beginning that the one giving the sermon must have the right relationship with God.
哦，借着每天的灵修，哦，借着哈、 神安排我们每天所接触的环境。
And so from our own self-cultivation and from our everyday experiences.
我们来找到我们讲道的方向跟材料。
We can discover directions and topics for our sermon.
第一个就是由我们在探访信徒在跟与别人交谈当中，我们也可以得到讲道的材料。
We can find topics from our visiting other members.
我们很多被安排领会的弟兄姐妹都是教会的负责人。
A lot of the sermon leaders are also church workers, council members.
所以我们平常我们有很多探访弟兄姐妹的这个机会。
And so therefore you have, maybe you have done a lot of visitations.
所以可以从我们探访信徒当中我们也可以得到很多讲道的材料跟讲道的灵感。
And so as we visit our members, we have fellowship with them, we can maybe you find something inspiring for your sermon.
就像主耶稣他到这个税吏家拜访那文士法利赛人就批评他。
For example, one day Jesus visited the tax collector, and he was criticized by the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
一天到晚都跟罪人在一起。
They criticized him by saying that he associates with sinners.
所以主耶稣就一口气讲了三个比喻的。
And so in response, Jesus told them three parables.
失羊。
The parable of the lost sheep,
失钱,
the parable of the lost coin,
还有浪子回头,
and the parable of the prodigal son.
耶稣从这个探访当中跟人家对他的这个批评他找到了讲道的材料。
From his visit and from the criticism he received from that visit, Jesus found a topic to talk about.
所以我们如果在平常能够深入弟兄姐妹的生活。
So if we can have a relationship with our brothers and sisters.
了解他们的情况跟需要。
And we can understand their daily needs.
也就能够成为我们讲道材料的来源。
That could become a source of spiritual inspiration for our sermons.
那成为我们这个借着讲道借着讲台来帮助我们弟兄姐妹信仰的一个教导。
Then the message we preach on our sermon will guide them in their faith.
这个是我们可以从访问当中来找到我们讲道的一个材料，讲道的一个方向。
So we can gain our inspiration through visiting with others.
但是这也很难的
Now that's could be difficult.
这个黄世明传道以前注目北加州的时候。
So when Pastor Huang used to be in Northern California.
有一次在传道者的这个灵修会他就问小弟说你们东岸怎么做探访的
？He asked me once during our training, how do you visit members in the East Coast?
他说他在北加州都很忙因为总会有很多的工作经常不在 local.
He said that he was too busy with the work from the General Assembly and he wasn't even in the area that often.
教会大大小小的事情或者是弟兄姐妹发生什么事情他都是最后一个才知道的。
And often he's the last to know what happens to a member.
所以他说真的很困难
He said it was very difficult.
那更不要谈说什么按时分粮了。
Not to mention how to give the sermon that best address the members' needs.
我说亡羊补牢也不嫌晚了没有关系了。
So I told him it's better late than never.
所以真的有时候探访不好做。
It is maybe difficult to actually visit.All the members.
然后有人或许我们说，那传道忙其他负责人应该，可以做探访啊。
If the ministers, perhaps pastors are busy, maybe the council members are not so busy.
那个相信，很多负责人都有这样的经验
And perhaps the members here who are council members will have this experience.
被信徒拒绝探访的经验。
The members refuse that you visit them.
你又不是传道。
They say, well, you're not a pastor.
你来干什么?
Why would I need you in my house?
啊, 你怎么知道我什么事情啊?
Why would you need to know my life?
哦, 不探访没事哦, 越探访事情越多。
If you visit, you will only cause more trouble for me.
哦, 所以哦, 真的哦, 探访不容易做。
And it's hard to do the work of visitation.
哦, 所以要从探访当中啊, 来得到讲道的方向哦，也没有那么容易了。
And so, but yet, so it may not be that simple to gain inspiration from visitation.
哦，但总是哦，啊，也是我们找到材料的一个方法。
But if you're able to, you may be able to find a good topic.
哦，那第二个哦，就是从我们辅导协谈所见所闻。来找到讲道的灵感。
Another way is to gain inspiration from when in a conversation or counseling of others.
哦，主耶稣啊、跟这个撒玛利亚妇人啊、谈到哦，在约翰福音的第四章。
In John chapter 4, Jesus spoke with a Samaritan woman.
哦，从这个物质的水谈到圣灵的活水。
He started talking about the water from the well and told her about the living water.
哦，谈到怎么样拜神。
And how to worship God.
哦，用心灵跟诚实。
That we must worship God in spirit and in truth.
哦，所以我们从这个啊牧会关怀当中哈、哦、的所见所闻呢、啊。
So simply by observing around the church.
哦，比如说啊、哦、婚丧喜庆。
Whether it's a wedding or a funeral,
哦，我们都可以找到哈、哦、讲道的一个啊、这个材料跟灵感。
We may find spiritual inspirations for our sermon.
哦，啊，但是有一点我们要注意哦。
There's one thing to watch for.
无论是从访问或者是从辅导当中
，Whether it is from your observation during visitation or from a conversation,
啊，得到这个讲道的灵感。
If you get some inspiration.
哦、但是我们要小心要保护被访问被辅导人的隐私。
But we must always protect the privacy of those you visit or those you speak to.、
哦、避免他们受到不必要的困扰跟伤害。
And not to cause harm to the people that you visit or counsel.、
哦、如果当事人在台下的话。
Especially if when that person is in the congregation.
哦，那就不太好了、哦、
And that would be inappropriate.
啊，以前收红包啊。
You might, if you say, oh, this person used to accept bribes.
哦，那不晓得不知情的人哦，就会误解，就会有不好的联想、哦。
And then that will only lead the congregation astray.
哦，这个我们要小心哦。
So we must be careful.
哦，从探访、从辅导当中哦，我、啊、们得到的材料要。很小心的使用。
If we have gained material or inspiration for our sermon, we still have to use it carefully.
好，那第二个，我们从生活上找到讲道的材料，哦、就是从环境啊，从这个时局的变化哦来得到。
Another way to extract sermon material is by observing our surroundings.
哦，比如说哈、啊，社会上发生的特殊事情。
There events that happen in the world.
哦啊，最近哦，这个日本哦发生地震啊、海啸啦、啊，吼、哦，还有这个核能电厂的灾害。
And recent events would be the earthquake in Japan and the problems they have in the nuclear power plant.
哦，那、啊、这个也可以哦，成为我们哦这个得到讲到哦灵感哦材料。的一个方法。
You may be able to gain some materials for your sermon through from these events.
哦，比如说这个，1912年哦，铁达尼号沉没。
An example in 1912 when the Titanic sank.
哦，当时它号称是永不沉没的船。
Even though it was called the unsinkable ship.
哦，结果后来沉了。
But it sank.
哦，那当时有一个传道人哦，就讲了一篇道理哦。不沉没的船。
And so there was a preacher who decided to use that as a sermon topic. It's titled The Unsinkable Titanic.
但是不是讲铁达尼号。
But he did not really talk about the Titanic itself.
他是讲啊，主耶稣跟门徒在一起的那一艘船。
But he actually talked about the boat that Jesus was on with his disciples.
哦，主耶稣平静风撼海。
And he talked about how Jesus calmed the storms.
Oh, 勉励说只要有耶稣同在。
And his conclusion was that as long as Jesus Christ is with us,
就永远不沉默，永远得平安。
Then we will have peace and will not sink.
哦，这个就是从时局新闻去找到灵感。
But he drew his inspiration from current events at the time.
哦，主耶稣也用过了哦。
Jesus used the same technique.
哦，路加福音的十三章。
In Luke chapter 13.
哦，有人告诉这个耶稣啊。这个当时的比拉多让这个加利利人他们的血掺杂在祭物上。
And someone told Jesus Christ that Pilate had allowed the blood of the Jews to be mixed in the sacrifice.
哦，这个是个新闻事件。
That's basically the news of the day.
哦，所以耶稣啊也举这个这一件事来举这个西罗亚罗倒塌的那个新闻事件。来要当事人都要悔改。
And Jesus also cited an example of recent news when a building collapsed, and he used that as example to teach the people.
哦，这个是从新闻事件和时局的发生来找到讲道的材料跟灵感。
So we can draw inspiration from news of the day or current events.
哦，我们一开始就讲到说灵会的人员。要阅读，要充实知识。
So we need to when we give a sermon, we need to first enrich ourselves and read a lot.
哦，所以我们也必须要要注意时事的发展。
And so we must then that includes keeping an eye on what's happening in the world.
哦，那第二个我们也可以从这个环境的观察，环境事物的观察得到灵感。
We can also draw inspiration from observing our surroundings.
哦，主耶稣看到农夫撒种子，哦，他就讲出了这个撒种的比喻了。
When Jesus saw farmer sowing, he told the parable of the sowing of seeds.
哦，主耶稣看到那个人家在建造房屋啊。就讲出这个造这个两等根基的比喻了。
When he saw someone building a house, he told the parable of the two foundations.
哦啊，主耶稣看到渔夫在捕鱼这个网子拉上来，好的收起来，坏的丢掉，他就讲起这个天国的比喻，撒网的比喻。
When he saw fishermen casting net and separating the good fish from the bad, he told a story of the parable of the heavenly kingdom.
打仗的比喻。
He told a parables of going to war.
这个带兵出去如果能够打胜仗不能打胜仗，赶快去和谈。
So if the lesson was to if we must be victorious in the battle.
来谈到说跟随他的代价。
And so he used that to teach the disciples about the price of following Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣可以从这个环境事物的观察来讲很多的这个教训。
So Jesus Christ observed the things around him and used that as materials for his sermon.
我们也可以这样子
So we can do the same.
这个有人这么讲过了
And I heard this sermon.
从这个打电话来谈祷告。
And the sermon began by talking about making a telephone call and led into praying.
第一个你就必须这个号码要拨对才能接通嘛。
And the sermon said the speaker said that you first have to dial the right phone number.
所以你要奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So therefore we must pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你如果奉错了就接不通了
Because if you pray the wrong name, then you cannot make the call.
这个就是从这个生活上来找到一些灵感。
You could draw your material from simple daily things.
好，那有人从这个电跟灯泡找到灵感。
And the sermon speaker who drew inspiration from electricity and the light bulb.
灯泡有这个五烛光的啦，有这个四十烛光，有八十烛光，一百烛光的。
And they're different light bulbs have different brightness.
那同样是一百亿的电加上去
But if, and if you apply the same power,
哪个最亮
？Which one will shine the brightest?
当然这个瓦数越高的越亮。
The ones with the highest wattage.
那就谈到说，今天也是一样
And from that, he encouraged the members the same way today.
每个弟兄姐妹得到的圣灵
every brothers and sister can receive the same Holy Spirit.
都是从主耶稣那边来的。
Comes from our Lord Jesus.
但是有一些人变成这个重用的功能，有些人 是这个哦，要亮不亮的、哦。
But yet, some can become a mighty worker of God, and some not so mighty.
哦，为什么
？Why？
哦，因为灯泡不一样哦。
Because we are like different light bulbs.
哦，那所以我们呢、啊、就要追求灵修哦。
And、so we must cultivate ourselves spiritually.
啊，提升我们的瓦数、啊。
To raise our wattage.
哦，让我们呢、啊、成为哦那个能够更发光哦，亮度更亮的哦。
So that we can be the light bulb that shines the brightest.
哎，哎，这个也是从日常生活观察得到的。
So that's a sermon that was inspired from an ordinary object.
哦，啊，有人哎，在这个哦等车的时候哦，这个看到火车经过，哎，他也得到灵感。
And、there's a sermon speaker who drew inspiration when he saw a train pass by.
哦，火车必须走在铁轨上。
A train must go on a track.
哦，所以啊，基督徒要。哦，这个要走在这个哈、哦、神的真理上。
And therefore, a Christian must likewise stay on track of the Lord of the Word of God.
哦，那火车有这个火车头哈、哦、啊来拉。
And a train is pulled by the locomotive.
哦，那今天呢、哦，信徒要用信心哈、哦，哎来做哈、哦，做我们的动力、
啊。And so our faith must be our motivation and our what leads us.
哦。那这个火车每一节车厢都连接在一起啊。
And at the there are many cars on the train that are connected.
哦，那信徒要用爱连接在一起。
And in the same way, our members are connected together in love.
哦，他也讲出一个信望爱的道理来了。
So from that, basically the sermon covered faith, hope, and love.
哦，所以从日常哦这个环境事物的观察。同样的，我们也能够找到哦，
so、
讲到的一些灵感。
So observing our surroundings, we can draw inspiration for our sermon.
哦，当然哦，这个前提都是在哦，在我们熟读圣经的基础上。
But before that, first we of course we have to know the Bible well.
哦，不能够哦啊越俎代庖哦，不能够这个啊以哦这个次序上哦啊。取代的哦、
and not let the tail wag the dog.
好，第三个哦，我们可以从阅读书籍杂志来得到讲道的材料。
The next way to draw material for a sermon is from a reading.
哦，主耶稣在马太十一章那边呢。
In Matthew chapter 11.
哦，就以历史哦发生过的所多玛哦。这个历史来责备当时的加百农，他们不悔改。
Jesus Christ quoted from the history books of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah to rebuke his generation.
哦，马太福音十二章，耶稣用这个约拿的故事、啊、来比喻他将来也要、哦啊、埋葬三日要复活。
Or in Matthew chapter 12, he quoted Jonah to teach his disciples that in the same way, he shall be.Buried for 3 days and be raised to life.
哦，就像约拿在鱼肚子里面三天三夜。
Just as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and later came out.
哦，所以耶稣从阅读哈、哦，从书籍当中哦找到哦这个啊讲道的材料。
So Jesus Christ drew inspiration for his sermon from reading books.
哦，那所以我们哈、哦、也要哦这个多多阅读。
So it is good that we read a lot.
哦，那让我们呢、啊、也能够从书籍哦，从阅读当中啊，能够拥有信息来传讲。
So that we can learn more from the books and preach the message of God.
哦，那第四个哈、哦，就是从这个自然界的观察哈、哦，自然界的现象，我们也可以得着讲到的哈、哦、这个材料。
The fourth way to gain inspiration is from observing nature.
哦，主耶稣说，日头照好人也照坏人。
Jesus Christ says the sun shines on both the evil and the good.、
哦、降雨给好人也降雨给坏人。
And the rain is given to the evil and the good.
来讲哦，这个天父。
From that, he explains how the Heavenly Father is perfect.
哦，从葡萄树跟枝子啊来讲到哦，人要连属在主的身上。
And from the grapevine, he teaches his disciples that we must be joined to the true vine.
哦，从鸽子的驯良、蛇的灵巧来讲哦，我们要。哦、要灵巧如蛇，驯良如鸽。
From the snake and the dove, he teaches us to be shrewd and gentle.
哦，那从这个山羊跟绵羊的个性哦。哎、主耶稣讲起、哦、这个天国的审判。
And from the goat and the sheep, he taught us about the judgment of the heavenly kingdom.、
哦、所以我们看到主耶稣也很会用大自然界的观察、哦、来作为他 这个讲道的材料。
And so he was very good at observing nature and used that as the sermon topic.
哦，所以只要我们用心哦，我们到处都有材料可讲。
And so if we keep our eyes open and pay attention, there's many things to talk about in our sermon.
哦，那最后一个就是哦，要啊，可以从教会哦的这个年度计划哦，行事历的，哦，或者是。这个社会上的一些节日节期，我们也可以找到材料。
And another way to draw inspiration is simply by looking at the calendar for church events or holidays.
哦，比如说配合教会的工作，圣工的推动。
And so to work in concert with the church special services.
哦，灵恩会。
Like spiritual convocation.
敬老会。
Or honoring the elders.
哦，或者感恩节。
Or Thanksgiving.
哦。啊，这个都是啊，哦，我们呢，啊，可以作为讲道的一个材料。
These special occasions could serve as inspirations for our sermon.
哦，所以讲道的人必须要拥有一颗敏感的心。
So, when we prepare a sermon, we should be sensitive to these things.
哦，到处啊都可以成为我们，哦，取之不尽、用之不竭的讲道材料。
Because there is an endless source of material for our sermon.
哦，那以上啊，啊，就是小弟啊，跟大家一起学习怎么样来找讲道的材料。
So I've shared with you many things what we could draw upon for to be materials for our sermon.
好，哦，从圣经，从
from the Bible, from our lives,
哦，都可以找到很多的材料。
We can find many things.
哦，那有的材料之后啊
，and after we gather our material，
哦，再来就是要怎么把它，哦，这个整理，哦，把它啊，做处理，成为要传讲的信息。
We need to organize them to be to into a coherent message。
好，我们就留到晚上再继续分享学习。
And we will share that part of the lesson this evening.
好，那我们现在就一起跪下来做感谢的祷告。
So let us kneel down and offer a prayer of thanksgiving.